Welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face and a little spring into your step and allow me to give you a little, you know, a kick in the pants, you know, a kick in the rump, or I'd like to call it a little kick in the arse. Well, you know, we always start with a few fun facts. And do you realise that surface area of the human lung is equal to a tennis court, for goodness sake? And sneezes, average speed, or regularly, not average, regularly speed, exceed 100 miles an hour. Can you imagine when you have those little hard buggers? You can knock someone's head right off their shoulders. Take an eye right out. You have to be careful with those buggers. And approximately 75% of human waste is just water. That's all it is. Nothing to worry about. Oh, just water. Now, ladies, you're not going to like this one. But the average person, I didn't say men, they flatulate about 14 times a day. 14 times? Oh my goodness, we're a stinky bunch. What can I say? And my phone just made a little noise, if you wonder what that was. And lastly, do you realise that every human being has spent about a half an hour as a single cell? Well, I won't say lastly, I'll do one more. You know, after eating too much, your hearing is less sharp. Ladies, less sharp. Honey, would you wash up now? That's why he can't do it. He's sitting there with a full belly, but he's completely deaf. That's it. Well, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am actually sitting in a hotel in Toronto on my way to Belize. I'm stopping here. I'm doing a training today. I did one last night. And so you may hear some planes taking off over my head because I'm in my hotel room just about to pop downstairs to get me a little bum on stage. It is, that's what it is. But you know, I thought I'd share something today. This is a great little segment for a 10-minute show. And there was a lady, an Australian nurse, her name's Bronnie Ware, and she was in palliative care where she was working with patients in the last 12 weeks of their lives. And she recorded their dying sentiments. And her blog was called Inspirations and Chai. But it gathered so much attention that she ended up writing a book called The Top 5 Regrets, The Top 5 Regrets of Dying. And so I want to go through those, and you know, we don't have many minutes here. But the first one, and this was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expect of me. Number one, she said, overall, I wish I had the courage to live the life true to myself, not the life that others expected of me. She said, this is the most common regret. When people realize their life's almost over, they look back clearly. They just see how many dreams have gone unfulfilled. And they've not even honored half of their dreams. And they die knowing that it was due to choices that they'd made. I think that's so amazing. Or the choices they'd not made. Remember, we have 100% responsibility for everything in our life and everything not in our life. And health brings a freedom very few realize until they no longer have it. So, number two, this one here is especially prevalent in men. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. And this came from every male patient that she nursed. They missed their children's youth, their partner's companionship. Women also spoke of their regret. But as most were from an older generation, many of the female patients had not been the breadwinners. So, but all of the men that she nursed, she said that they regretted spending so much time in their lives on the treadmill of the work existence. That's why I always say, ladies and gentlemen, there has to be a better way. And I know a better way where you can create time freedom and build your financial freedom around and with your family. So number three, she said this, right? I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. This is so important, eh? I mean, it's so easy for you to start today. And, you know, she said that many people suppress their feelings in order to keep peace with others. Imagine that. And, it's so crazy because in the end, you know, if we just set up great agreements, if you, I mean, something I was doing 2 days ago with a group in Australia, was helping them set up four simple agreements with each other so that they could have better and stronger relationships. And so expressing feelings, if you set up great agreements, and the book is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, who's a buddy of mine. But the one is be impeccable with your word. And if you and your friends have that, and being impeccable means telling the truth in a compassionate way. And you know that's my favorite saying anyway, which hopefully one day someone's going to write down, tell the truth all the time with compassion. You know, so I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. So what she said was, as a result, they settled for a mediocre existence and never became who they were truly capable of becoming. Many developed illnesses related to the bitterness and the resentment they carried as a result. Is that crazy? That's so sad. I'm just trying to think now. Put your mind into, this is someone laying on their deathbed looking back, and she's recording this. And she did this over quite a long time. All right. Number four, she says, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends. Often, she said, they would not truly realize the full benefits of old friends until they were their dying weeks, and it was not always possible to track them down. Many had become so caught up in their lives that they'd let their golden friendships slip by over the years. There were many deep regrets about not giving friendship the time and effort they deserved. Everyone misses their friends when they're dying. Can you imagine that? And that's why I always talk about, you know, this idea of breaking bread often with your friends and creating parties and having, you know, potlucks and get-togethers and making that an essential part of what you do all the time, you know, putting your friends on the priority list. And again, you know, if you set up your work environment so that you're working with friends, and that's why, you know, environment stronger than willpower, and doing things as a group and building things as a team is so important. Here's the last one, and this is so sad, really. The fifth one, she said, I wish I'd let myself be happier. Remember the stats on my Laugh Your Ass Off show where I talked about the average child, you know, laughing 300 to 500 times a day, the average adult 15 times. I mean, some adults like me are crazy and they, you know, get up to 100, but still, you know, 300 to 500, and we just get so freaking serious. It just pisses me off, to be honest with you. So she said this. She said, this is a surprisingly common one. Many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They stay stuck in old patterns and habits. The so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content when deep within they longed to laugh properly and have silliness in their life again. I want you to get this piece, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I started the Kick-Ass Life Show at all was because of this. And I just read this. I mean, I this is a fascinating thing for me, and I'm going to start teaching on this. It's so, so important. You know, I wish I'd let myself be happier. So I want you to think about, what's your greatest regret so far, and what will you set out to achieve or change before you die? And here's the truth. I mean, I don't know when I'm going to die, but I'm damn sure I don't want to die, but I'm ready to. I understand it can happen any minute. I mean, I'm on planes tomorrow. I'm on plane. I flew up here. You know, I drive and, you know, with my knee and do crazy things in my car. You know, I'm always doing stuff like everyone else, right? But I think we always think that we're going to have that sort of Willy Wonka golden ticket and not die. But the truth is, you know, we are going to die, and we don't know when. So when do you want to make this choice? And I'll go through the five again. I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not what others expected of me. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends, and I wish I'd let myself be happier. So again, imagine, and then realizing, all of them, they said that they realized they had a choice, they just didn't take it. And this whole idea, the number one regret, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life what others expected of me. Again, I want that one to resonate around your head today. I want you to focus on that and catch yourself. Catch yourself in those four or five areas where you're thinking about your friends, including them more, expressing your feelings, becoming more honest, setting some agreements with people about having, you know, being impeccable with your word. And not working so freaking hard. And if you work hard, work at something that can keep paying you over and over again. Understand residual income. And if you don't, email me. I'll help you. That's what it's all about. So in that saying, hey, it's almost there. We're almost at the time. Hey, I want you to be thinking on your last breath in air. This is what I want mine to sound like. I'm taking my last breath in air. I've got a martini in one hand. I've got a chocolate fudge in the other. And I've got a big goofy smile on my face. And I'm going, what a rush. What a rush. Bye. See you on the other side, everybody.
That was kick-ass.